Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Interception.
Touchdown.
Der Football Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer Special-Ausgabe von Interception, der Football-Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de. Ihr habt vielleicht mitbekommen, dass die letzte Woche einige NFL-Spiele in Deutschland gewesen sind. Der Grund dafür ist das American Football Camp Without Barriers. Seit 2013 reisen dafür NFL-Spiele durch die Welt und wollen den Sport bekannter machen. Dieses Jahr waren sie Deutschland und haben in Oberhausen das Camp abgehalten. Ich war zwar nicht als Spieler vor Ort, aber dennoch wollte ich die Chance nutzen, um mit den Profis zu sprechen. Einer von ihnen ist Ex-Profi Gary Barnage, der als Tight End für die Carolina Panthers und Cleveland Browns gespielt hat. Er ist der Mitbegründer dieses Football-Camps und erklärt in seinem Interview mit mir, wie die Idee entstanden ist, und wir sprechen natürlich auch über seine Karriere in der NFL.
So with me is Gary Barnage, a former Tight End in the NFL. Barnage, you have been you make the idea about all this program. Tell us, why did it happen and when did it happen?
So it's an interesting story because it's actually me and two other guys who founded it. Me, Ahmed Al-Dalla, and Bruno G. Kamini. Ahmed's Egyptian, so he talked to us. He's like, I want to do a football camp back in Egypt. So I love Egypt. And Bruno's like, he's 100% in, let's do it. So we started working on it, and the revolution broke out. So we were like, no, we can't go there. So then I said, why don't we make it a yearly camp where we go to another country every year and we just spread the sport all over, and it gives everybody an opportunity to learn, and we also get to learn about new cultures and new countries, and it just took off from there. Now we've been to 7 countries.
Yeah. Which state or which camp has been the great best so far? Which one you like most?
They've all been good. There's always things you can improve on, and you're always working to make it better. But there's not really a best, because there's always a good time. You're always doing good with the kids and all that kind of stuff. So you're just trying to work and see how much you can get.
Yeah. So also looking, do you always change the players, or it's always the same crew that's traveling around with you?
So we have a few of the players that have been before, then we have some new guys too, because every year the guys have different schedules. You never know if they're going to be free, and when they are free, they want to come. And then the guys that do come, they tell other guys that have never been, they're like, I want to come, I'm loving it. And then we have more and more guys, and then you end up getting a wait list, and you're like, okay, well, we can bring this many guys, but everybody else, you have to wait till next year and see if you make it. You just never know. We can't bring 40 guys.
True.
So we try to limit how many we bring.
Why is this in Germany? So how did it happen that you come to Germany this time?
So we actually do a proposal. We send proposals to countries, to all the countries we can, and we say, hey, you got 2 months, send us a proposal back of what you're willing to do, what we can get taken care of, and then let's go from there. And Germany was the best offer, so we're like, we're going to go to Germany, and we're going to see what we can do. We try to go somewhere different all the time and just try and learn something and teach a new area.
True.
And that once we picked Germany, we found out how big football is here, American football is here.
Yeah, I mean, you saw like lots of people there where you sign autographs, so it's crazy how the German community is, right?
And they're still out there. They've been out there since noon today. They've been out there, and they're still out there right now, still standing in line, still waiting to get more and more autographs, and it's amazing.
Yeah, looking also a little bit on your career, you have been mostly a blocking tight end for your career. You really got a breakout with John Filippo. How do you see yourself as a career?
I just was never given the opportunity. That's the thing with the NFL. It takes time. You have to get the right opportunity. And I finally got it, and when I got it, I took advantage of it. But that's the story of the NFL. You never know. Guys always, you just never know when it's going to happen. Somebody can get hurt, something can go down, and you just got to be stepping there and fill the role. And that's what I was able to do, and I proved I can do it.
Yeah, John DeFilippo was the OC you had who really found your catching skills. You're still in contact, so you still write each other from time to time?
Not really. Occasionally, I've had people ask and stuff like that, but the thing is, he's coaching all the time. He's focusing on that, and I'm focusing on my nonprofit and some other stuff, so I'm not really... We stay in touch every once in a while, but not a lot.
You became free agent in 2017, and no team didn't really sign it. How you saw it? How bad, or not bad, but how sad was this period where you didn't get a chance to play another season?
I wasn't really too sad. I actually was still had guaranteed contract-wise, so I still had stuff coming in. And then I had teams to interest and all that kind of stuff, and they were talking and stuff, and they were talking numbers and stuff, but it didn't make sense.
Okay.
It didn't make sense, the numbers they were talking. market, I was very undervalued, and I was like, I don't need it. Like, so I didn't feel like I had to just sell myself short. So I just didn't. I just did what was best for me, and that's what I stuck with.
So also looking at what you're doing right now next to the cam, what's your day-to-day basis life right now?
When I'm outside working on the nonprofit, yeah. I love to travel. I've been to 38 countries, so I love to see different cultures and learn about different cultures and see different countries. It's just, there's so much out in this world that people don't appreciate, and I want to learn. I want to see it all. I want to learn it all. And just doing that kind of stuff. I do a lot of stuff with my friends. I do a lot of like water sports and stuff like that. Just enjoying my life. I'm getting to enjoy all the free time I had, because when you play, you don't have but 2 months worth of free time, and that's it. And then you still got to work out and take care of your body, so you're not really free. So now I'm going to enjoy all my free time.
Yeah. So what did you do already? No, what did you enjoy? Yeah, I saw you at the currywurst already. And what do you look forward to do in Germany, and what kind of food do you want to try also?
So I heard there's not really many crazy things to try. I will try anything at least once. And I've heard there's not, in the German cuisine, there's not anything that's like crazy to try that people are like, oh, I don't know, but you should try it. I want there to be, but I heard there isn't. But I had pork knuckle yesterday, which I heard something's pretty good. I've ate schnitzel multiple times, so that's normal for me. I love sauerkraut. Yeah. I have that all the time. So all that's fine. I think the camp's going to be huge. We're looking forward to that. And today, everybody got to go to different charities, and that was the thing. That's what we're all about, giving back. And that was amazing.
That's great to hear, and we love to have you here. I mean, you saw how many people are here just enjoying you and the guys.
It's awesome, and we appreciate everybody having us and coming out and supporting us.
Yeah, true. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
No problem.
Ja, das war Gary Barnage, jemand, der wirklich sein Leben momentan genießt. Ihr habt es gehört. Er war mit der einzige Spieler, mit dem ich auch gesprochen habe während des Aufenthalts. Ich habe auch mit Kenny Moore sprechen können, Cornerback der Indianapolis Colts. Moore kam dann als undrafted Rookie in die NFL und spielt seither für die Indianapolis Colts. Daher müssen wir natürlich über letzte Saison reden, die ja sehr erfolgreich verlaufen ist mit dem Teilnahme an den Playoffs. Zudem reden wir aber noch über seine Beweggründe zur Teilnahme am Football Camp und einiges mehr. Also hier ist für euch Kenny Moore.
With me here, Kenny, where you play again?
I'm a defensive back for the Indianapolis Colts.
So, looking at the game of the last season, you made a huge push from the 2017 season to 2018 season. What were the reasons that you that worked so out for you so well?
It was just time and preparation, you know, from rookie year to year two, I just getting a lot more experience. So. To get better at anything, you just need some time. So that's all it is.
Yeah, and you also got a new coach. You got your quarterback back. This all came in together so that pieces were perfectly fit, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, as far as the team, you just want to put all the pieces to the puzzle if they're correctly to win a game. And you know, fortunately, we had luck coming back and a great coaching staff. So not just the head coach, but collectively. Our coaching staff was, you know, a big game this year.
True. You're also a pretty young team, so you're all the your peaks are still to come. Is it also great to see that you have still potential, but you already achieved a lot?
Oh yeah, we got a lot that we can build on. So I'm pretty sure that they'll, as far as you know, moving the pieces around and you know, bringing some people in. But it's a great feeling, you know, knowing that we're so young and inexperienced, to be inexperienced and just learning the football game. So we're just all just trying to come together and win some games. You know.
How did you come together to the American football camp with Barrios? How did it come that you are here right now?
I heard some teammates talking about it, and it was like a snowball effect. It began with two or three that came last year, and then it ended up being like four or five of us this year. So I'm very fortunate to be here, and I'm enjoying my time here.
Yeah. So what did you already try in Germany? I mean, you had already like currywurst. How did you like it?
What is it?
The currywurst? You tried currywurst also eating with the food? Or
I'm not sure what that is, but
The sausage.
I'm not sure if I had that yet, but the German food isn't bad at all, honestly. My breakfast at the hotel is very good.
that's great to hear. So you have still some time to be here in Germany. What's your next steps, and what you will see and what you look forward to?
Just engaging with the people that are here. You know, just getting to know the culture itself and the pace of things, and you know, just trying to find out as much as I can about this country, and you know, not just on the surface, but you know, more in depth.
You're surprised that so many people were out there wanting to get an autograph?
Yeah. I mean, I was very impressed. You know, it was very good that it was very like gave me some insight when the fans had like the like their own picture of me. You know what I'm saying? Not just me handing them a card, but them having their own notebook with me in it. You know what I'm saying? So that meant a lot to me. But it was a great time, Sonny.
That's great to hear. So looking forward to next season. What do you want? What do you want to prove on yourself? And what are you looking forward as a team? What do you want to achieve?
I just want to prove that, you know, I belong in this league, and for years to come, that, you know, they just got to deal with me. So, but as far as my team, I don't really set my mindset to prove things to others, because I do that enough for myself. So, I don't want to build any stress on me, you know, getting better. But I just want to be the best teammate I can be.
Great. I wish you all the best for it. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ja, das war Kenny Moore. Wir sind damit zwar am Ende dieser Ausgabe, aber ich habe noch mit einigen weiteren Spielern ein Interview geführt. Also hört euch unbedingt auch die anderen Ausgaben an, denn unter anderem ist auch ein Interview mit D'Angelo Williams dabei. Zudem kommen die Tage unser größter Saisonrückblick bzw. Vorschau zu jedem einzelnen Team. Wenn euch das interessieren könnte, abonniert unseren Feed bei dem Podcatcher eurer Wahl, folgt uns auch gerne bei Twitter und auf Facebook. Dort findet ihr uns in dem Handle InterceptionFT. Wir freuen uns zudem, wenn ihr mit uns in Kontakt tretet und uns sagt, was wir besser machen können, beziehungsweise zu welchen Themen ihr euch mal eine Ausgabe wünschen würdet. Wir haben schon ein paar Dinge in Planung, weswegen ihr unbedingt wieder einschalten solltet bei Interception, der Football Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Man nimmt sich, was man will.
Dann wilde Gerüchte entstanden. Fast nichts davon stimmt.
Tatort Sport. Wenn Sporthelden zu Tätern oder Opfern werden, ermittelt Malte Asmus auf meinsportpodcast.de. Folge dem True Crime Podcast, denn manchmal ist Sport tatsächlich Mord. Nicht nur für Sportfans. Interception.
Touchdown!
Der Football Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de. Wir klingen nicht nur gut, wenn wir direkt am Spielfeldrand stehen.
Die Adler Mannheim bleiben der Tabellenführer in der deutschen Eishockeyliga.
Oder direkt von der Schanze berichten.
Wir haben einen spannenden ersten Durchgang gesehen bei den Springern. Kamil Stoch führt vor Zielen Bartholz.
Wir sehen dabei auch noch gut aus. Borgia Sauerland ist offizieller Ausstatter von meinsportpodcast.de. Borgia Sauerland. Berufsbekleidung, Arbeitsschutz und mehr auf borgia-sauerland.de.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.